Henry Fowler and his bank profited from the general economic trends, but their emphasis on foreign currency transactions brought them additional business as well. Thus, when England and France had declared war on Russia 2 months previously, in March 1854, the firm of Huddleston and Bradford was designated to arrange for the payment of British troops fighting the Crimean campaign. It was precisely such a consignment of gold for troop payments that had been the object of a recent attempted theft.
"A trivial endeavour,"
Fowler declared, conscious he was speaking on behalf of the bank. The other men in the room, smoking cigars and drinking brandy, were substantial gentlemen who knew other substantial gentlemen. Mr. Fowler felt obliged to put down any suspicion of the bank's inadequacy in the strongest possible terms.
"Yes, indeed," he said. "Trivial and amateurish. There was not the slightest chance of success."
"The villain expired?"
asked Mr. Pierce, seated opposite him, puffing his cigar.
"Quite," Mr. Fowler said. "The railway guard threw him from the train at goodly speed. The shock must have killed him instantly."
And he added, "Poor devil."
"Has he been identified?"
"Oh, I shouldn't think so," Fowler said. "The manner of his departure was such that his features were considerably disarrayed. At one time it was said he was named Jack Perkins, but one doesn't know. The police have taken no great interest in the matter, as is, I think, only wise. The whole manner of the robbery speaks of the rankest amateurism. It could never have succeeded."
"I suppose," Pierce said, "that the bank must take considerable precautions."
"My dear fellow," Fowler said, "considerable precautions indeed. I assure you, one doesn't transport £12,000 in bullion to France each month without the most extensive safeguards."
"So the blackguard was after the Crimean payments?"
asked another gentleman, Mr. Harrison Bendix. Bendix was a well-known opponent of the Crimean campaign, and Fowler had no wish to engage in political disputes at this late hour.
"Apparently so," he said shortly, and was relieved when Pierce spoke again. "We should all be curious to know the nature of your precautions," he said. "Or is that a secret of the firm?"